Coming up on 6:47, let's see what's happening in our sports today. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Big news for the Portland Trailblazers, at least for one of them. Portland forward LaMarcus Aldridge yesterday named to the All-NBA third team. That makes him one of the top 15 players in the league. A panel of sports writers vote on the NBA, the All-NBA awards, while fan voting and coaches choose the All-Stars. That's why LaMarcus didn't make the All-Star team, but did make the All-NBA team. Aldridge becomes just the sixth Blazer player to earn the honor. The others are Clyde Drexler four times, Bill Walton twice, Brandon Roy twice, Maurice Lucas, and Jim Paxson. In the NBA last night, Carlos Boozer went off for 23 points as the Bulls beat Atlanta 93-73. They win the Eastern Conference semifinal series. Derrick Rose added 19 for the Bulls, who move on to face Miami in the conference finals. Rose says it will have to be a team effort to guard both LeBron James and Dwayne Wade in that next series.
It's going to be a tough matchup problem, especially with the guys that stick in them. If anything, we're just going to have to make sure that we stick them as a whole and not leave people out on that island, isolated.
Chicago finished the Hawks off in six games. Bulls are back in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1998. In the West, the Dallas Mavericks are awaiting the winner of the Oklahoma City and Memphis series. There we go. And Tiger Woods returns to his return to the PGA Tour, short-lived. He withdrew from the first round of the Players' Championship after nine holes, citing the knee and Achilles injuries suffered at the Masters. This was his first start since that tournament. Woods was at six over par through nine holes when he withdrew. I might be able to beat Tiger if he's playing like that. Don't forget that coming up in half an hour, we'll have to give away Golf 4 or 2 at River's Edge in our fantasy foursome. Pronunciation counts.